Hello and welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. I'm Emilio Garcia and I'm here with Brian Marlowe, who heads the entire enterprise. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good to hear. So, the submissions have closed. Submission period is over. How do we do?
Pretty well. So far on the committee website, there are, I think, over 100 submissions. Mm-hmm. But those are mainly submissions made by organisations, detailed submissions with multiple attachments, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
As we saw in a post made by, I think, Senator Canavan and Senator Hughes, mm-hmm. I think both of them, they said that they've received thousands upon thousands of submissions, which, you know, they said, quote unquote, it came through loud and clear. So your submissions were received. I believe basically it's just a matter of them now processing each one, going through, counting how many are pro-vaping, counting if there's any that are anti-vaping. All of those processes.
Yes.
How the intricacies of the committee secretariat work, I have no idea. Deliberately...
vague?
It's deliberately vague because, you know, they're meant to be independent.
Sure.
So you're not allowed to know what's happening in committees.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes and how it plugs along.
Yep.
But it's, you know, it's all steps in the right direction.
Good. And I think it's safe to say, maybe a little premature, but safe to say... the overwhelming majority of the submissions that they have not counted are probably pro-vaping, right? Coming from supporters like the ones that watch this
Well, considering there were, you know, thousands of vapers making submissions, you know, mm-hmm. trying to get their voice heard, I'd be very surprised if they were making submissions and then saying, hey, this saved my life, don't legalize.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that anti-vapers do, is they will always try and shut out the arguments from the actual consumer, from the vapor. Because the moment, you know, you can reference a literature review that looks at studies you like and cast aside studies you don't, and mm-hmm. then make a determination to go vaping is bad.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell that to 500,000 vapers. You can't counter thousands upon thousands of people saying, no, this saved my life, and, you know, I want these products legal.
Yeah.
So anti-vapers often will try and silence that group, or they'll try and belittle them by saying, oh, there's not that many. Mm-hmm. I've seen people on Twitter say that, you know, some smokers and vapers are essentially too silly. You know, one of these things that's pushed by anti-vapers, which is, I'll just ignore them. There's not that many, but it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't quite make sense. It's like, yes. So there's barely any vapers, they say, so we shouldn't have to focus on it.
Right.
But it's also an epidemic.
Correct.
And needs to be banned.
Yes. It's also very dangerous, so it should be prescribed by a doctor. So it's a horrifying, like, threat to human life. So just go to a GP and get your prescription.
Get your script
to...
for the horrifying thing. Like, yeah. It's weird. So
it doesn't make sense.
Well, but...
And also it's not.
We're in this weird regulatory model where the health department, health minister, and TGA, and, you know, anti-vapers are basically saying vaping is awful.
Mm-hmm.
It only affects a small amount of people, but it's also an epidemic.
Right.
And it's an epidemic that's so awful and so destructive that you should be able to go and see a doctor to get it. But in addition, you should also be able to import whatever the fuck you want from overseas, from any country, even if it doesn't meet basic standards. But we can't legalize it here.
That's smart.
But you can get it from a doctor. And somehow we're the weird ones.
I think...
I'm a little bit weird. But
I think that it's a convoluted effort by several different people trying to stop it in several different ways. So I don't think every individual anti-vapor is so inconsistent.
Mm.
It's just that the entire body of anti-vapor.
Yeah, it's a regulatory framework designed by committee, right? and the committee of people who have designed this regulatory framework, I don't know, maybe they wear, you know, pants on their head or something like that, because... seems pretty fun.
Well, because pants, you know, they saw three studies that show that pants on your legs can cause adverse
effects. It's an epidemic.
Yeah, there's an epidemic. So let's, you know, get a prescription to wear pants on your legs.
Exactly.
So naturally, this is some good news. It seems like the submissions that are coming in, especially from our platform, we got many, many thousands coming from our platform alone. God knows how many vapers went and emailed.
Yeah, lots of vapers put in their own individual submissions. Yeah. Vape shops were writing submissions that were quite complex, summing up, you know, their business model and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There were international groups, you know, sort of highlighting how legal vaping helped their country.
Yeah.
You know, I always keep saying, I've been saying for 3 years, the evidence is on our side. The problem is the other side don't want to look at the evidence.
Right.
So it's a case of making them do that. So the committee will allow us to do that. We will be able to present at hearings. I believe I'll be presenting. I got a call from the committee office the other day from the secretariat inviting me to attend. So I'll be attending to present evidence.
Mm.
And whatever happens after this is out of our control.
Right. Now, you have already talked to government about vaping. You've testified at a committee before on vaping.
I like the term talk to government. Talk like to I just government. Walked up to Parliament House. I was like, hey, listen you. Here, building.
Toots.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I've presented at a WA Senate, a select committee. It wasn't a Senate select committee, but it was a select committee into personal choice, I think it was.
Okay.
And one of the things I looked at was vaping. And look, it's a standard thing. A lot of the policymakers that tend to be a little bit cautious about vaping.
Sure.
They're open to the argument that vaping, you know, will, is attractive to children and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the logical response to that is, sure, so legislate it so kids can't access it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Right now, a kid can go online and buy something from overseas, and those overseas operators don't care about these
kind of laws.
If you legislate it here, you know, it makes total sense. I think Barnaby Joyce sort of summed it up where he said, you know, I don't want kids accessing rum, but I don't want to have to go to a doctor to get a prescription to get rum.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no fucking sense.
Mm. The numbers seem to be, in terms of youth vaping, pretty insignificant.
Yeah, I mean, our own survey, I think under 18s was like 0.7%.
Right.
And people go, oh, but that's your survey, and it's a skewed survey because it's amongst other vapers. Well, when you look at our survey data compared to data around the world, it's roughly line ball. So, in the UK, full-time underage vapers, it's 0.5% or something like that.
Right. And so the suggestion should be, is rather for them, let's burden the entire vaping population and potential vaping population, which is arguably twice as large, smokers, if not more, in order to get a fraction of a percentage of people who may be interested in vaping from accessing it. But that won't even stop then because they could go online and get it.
Correct. So they don't really want to look at the proper regulatory implications of what they're pushing.
Mm.
And it goes back to the first point, which is they say that there's not that many vapers, yet we must put every stop in the world to prevent them, the people that don't exist. Right? It's like vapers barely exist. Let's drop every legislative rule that we can to make sure the people that don't exist don't exist.
Right. Next up, regulation stopped, you know, magical ponies from farting rainbows into...
Correct. I'd probably support Argor.
Yeah. Protect Argor from...
Yeah.
From pony farts. So things are looking good so far. Anti-vapers are kind of on the back foot. Their arguments are terrible. What are we expecting next?
Well, the committee will have two hearings. I think that they were going to have more, but I'm not really sure what's happening with that. Again, I have no oversight on how committees operate once they're set up. So they're going to have two hearings, one in Sydney, one in Canberra. We are going to the one in Sydney, thankfully, which means I don't have to drive to Canberra. Great. Nothing against Canberrans, just don't like Canberra.
Well, you don't like the drive, right?
No, the drive's fine. I like driving. It's more so... I just, every time I get to Parliament House, I just look and see how much of my money is being pissed up against the wall. And it just frustrates me. We'll present at the Sydney hearing. I believe they will be live streamed. Most committee hearings are. Uh-huh. So vapers, if you're interested, you'll be able to watch all the arguments come out. Look, they're going to hear from anti-vapers. They have to hear from both sides
of
the story, from both sides of this issue. It's not an impartial thing. They have to be... they have to be impartial.
Yeah, of course.
So they will hear from both sides. And if you want to keep track of what the other side is saying, I would suggest that you watch the stream. Have a notepad and pen ready just to put some fact checks out. And then I believe committees can take supplementary information after the fact.
Mm.
So I think you can make, don't quote me on this, I think you can make supplementary submissions or contact the individual members, so the senators, yourself, and say, hey, at this inquiry, Dr. No Vape said that vaping turns you into,
a frog.
A frog. Well, here's the science.
Right. Yeah, I think that'll be good. So far, so good. I mean, honestly, we've been fighting to get a group of objective people to just look at the evidence for years now. So this is good to see that finally we're not just going to have unelected bureaucrats making decisions for us, but an actual group of people who were elected by the people mm-hmm. to look into the evidence is very good news. And another very good piece of good news is that this podcast has reached its conclusion. So thank you to everyone who tuned in. If you haven't already, please subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get the video version on Facebook or YouTube. And if you haven't donated already, please consider every single cent that you give to legalize vaping goes towards our fight to legalize nicotine vaping here in Australia. You can do that at legalizevaping.com.au. This has been Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia.
I have one question.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Stitcher?
Stitcher is a podcasting platform that we're on.
Okay.
Yeah, very popular.
So for all 8 people who have Stitcher, I've never heard of it. Is it like the MySpace of podcasting?
It's the Uber Eats of
No, not Uber Eats. It's the Deliver... Not even Deliveroo. Look, you know what? I don't want to get sued by Stitcher.
Okay.
Stitcher's great.
Stitcher's fantastic. Yeah. A lot of people listen to us through
really?
Stitcher. Yes, they do.
I've never heard of Stitcher.
Yeah. Well, anyway, whoever's there. All right. Our cameraman's going to turn
bye.
On. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.